Hello and welcome back to the Other Wordly Podcast. I'm your host, Pete, aka Palm Wondrous. Today is episode 44, and we're going to take a look at a word, well, a few words, but really stemming from a popular phrase. But before we get started, the letters of our words are symbols casting spells that influence how we experience our reality, and their sounds create resonant frequencies, inspiring thoughts in those who hear it. Point being, our words mean something. And so getting back to this episode, we're going to take a look at the word lived and how it really is that word reversed that creates the word that we know to be devil. And I know a lot of people have made this identification or have an awareness for this connection between lived and devil and are using that same methodology of looking at words and reversing them or switching the order of the letters to create other words. And so it's really interesting when you start to do that and identify all the connections that maybe had eluded your perception prior. But let's take a look at the word lived first, and then I'll get into the conversation about the common phrase, which is the devil is in the details. And so lived is spelled L-I-V-E-D. L is consciousness. I is incarnation. V is descend. E is energy. D is dimension. And so the word lived, looking at it as a whole, based upon the letter symbols, you have that consciousness which incarnates. And it incarnates as a descending energy. And so it's the descending energy of source consciousness coming into a personification which incarnates into the physical plane and takes part in this dimensional reality. And the dimension is really looking at the aggregate of all of the nodes of consciousness, their thoughts, beliefs, and actions co-create this experience that we have on a day-to-day basis, and that experience is the dimension. It's really looking at the collective, at the aggregate consciousness and what it's producing. And when you look at it backwards, which again, devil, it's really living backwards or lived backwards, but perception-wise or conceptually, when you live backwards. And so I look at it as a simple statement of the idea of the devil is nothing more than backwards living, i.e. using the past to determine the present. And I think that's just what it is. When we're looking backwards behind us at that which is already manifested or materialized into our existence and using that to determine our reality and determine what's possible within our reality, we're living in a devolved state. And I make this more clear in this next slide, which is looking at that statement, the devil is in the details. And so I've broken down is and in, the, and then details. And so is, IS, incarnation, vibration. So the vibration of that which is incarnated. Incarnation, normalize. So if you're in a normalized or a dense state, this might be alluding to the normalization to the collective energy. The, T-H-E. T is vessel game, H is heightened, really looking at the mind as it relates to that stack of GHT, our spirit, mind, body, and then E is energy. And so the, when we make a statement of the, what we're actually identifying is a physical something that is the result of heightened energy. So heightened energy normalizing into a stabilized form becomes a the. And then details, D-E-T-A-I-L-S. D-E is dimension energy, so the energy of the dimension, of the collective, of the influence of the collective. T, vessel or game. A is not. I is incarnation. L is consciousness. T is vibration or sine wave. And so you have D and then tails. Tails is vessel not incarnate consciousness, vibration. And so what I think that's referring to when it says not incarnate consciousness, it's not a node of consciousness, an active node playing out the game. It's something that was created probably by one of those nodes. And so when you have an idea and you manifest that idea or materialize that idea into this physical realm, it becomes a the, it's something, and it's that something that has the details. We can look at that something, we can dissect that something, we can investigate, which is interesting when you look at that idea and you, as I've talked about in previous episodes, look at our sciences, because that's how our science is built on. It's built on looking at things that have already materialized, have already manifested into this realm. And so looking at the statement, when we rely on the scientific study of what has already materialized to validate what is possible, we are experiencing a devolved state of being. And to me, this really resonates. You know, the devil is in the details. Devil is lived backwards. When you're living backwards, looking at the past, when you're using everything that's already materialized, when you're scientifically studying that which has already manifested into this realm to determine what we believe as a collective is possible. And when we believe it to be so, and the collective as a whole believes it to be so, all we do is perpetuate that into our existence. We keep looping all of those same things back into our now moment to experience once again. And so it's a vicious cycle that we will continue to experience until enough of us break from the collective influence, we untether and start to look inward and connect to our true essence, and then use that connection to determine what we believe to be true about this reality. And so, like I said, this is a phrase that came to mind recently, and I thought to myself, I should probably make an episode on that. Felt really inspired and decided to do so. So I hope you enjoyed it. As always, if you found this content to be of value and would like to help support future episodes, please consider joining me on Patreon at patreon.com/palmwondrous. And as I mentioned previously, Instagram, YouTube, please subscribe, like, comment. Let's engage in a conversation, make requests on different words. If there's other things you'd like me to look into, I'd really appreciate it. I love interactions. I get into some really great back and forth comments on YouTube, typically on other people's channels, but it is what it is. But until next time, know what you stand for.